This is the Sunday Class Dance 30, first broadcast on Radio GH, the nation's station, on Sunday the 19th of September 2021. Hello everyone, from what I hope is a warm, sunny Dawlish Warren on the South Devon coast. I am here for a dancing holiday, with four nights dancing to Marian Anderson, Izzy Hodgson and Max Ketchin, and entertainment from Alex Hodgson. Maybe I should have picked today's programme from the four evenings. 12 dances a night would have given me quite a choice, but I think I'll keep that for next week after I've emceed them all. Our first dance today is one of the earliest modern dances published by the Society in Book 22 in 1963. The Laird of Milton's Daughter was devised, we are told, by Lord Craigmile while in India. The Laird of Milton in question is known to be the late chief of Clan Arthur, James E. MacArthur Moir, 1914-2004, who apparently worked in India for a while. The dance was devised on the occasion of the birth of his daughter, who, according to Burke's Peerage and Baronetage, is called Mary MacArthur, now Wood, and was born on the 10th of October 1950. The 8x32 bar jig contains a corner chain and finishes with a circle. David Cunningham and his band recorded the CD for Book 22, called 12 Modern Scottish Country Dances in Traditional Form, in 1997. The earliest recording I could find was the LP from Ian Holmes and his band, Let's Dance in Strict Tempo, from 1979. I suppose in those days all classes had their own musicians, so there was less need for widely available recordings. We will hear David Cunningham, because I liked his tune selection. The name tune, by W.G.M. Christian, is followed by Archie Buchanan, by Robert R. Gourlay, Wee Corrie, by Ian Powery, and The Corner House Jig, by Andrew Rankin. Was David Cunningham and his band playing for the Laird of Milton's Daughter. Our next dance is a four-couple reel, Wicked Willie, devised in 1971 by Harry C. Ways. The original publication of the dance gives that the name is a translation of the Gaelic name William Donner. Willie was a cat who belonged to Mari MacRae of South Uist long ago. He may be seen looking smug, sitting on the mantel over a fireplace, watching Mari tend to her knitting, in a picture in the book Folk Songs and Folklore of South Uist. In the dance, ones and fours are the dancing couples, and begin cross-cast and half-figure of eight around the couple just past to face them. Hello-goodbye setting to face the diagonally opposite corner. Turn that corner right-hand and dance left-hand across in the centre. Bottom two couples dance half-rights and lefts, then middle two couples dance half-rights and lefts. I have chosen the David Hall cassette, a Manchester medley, which he recorded in 1990. That was David Hall and his Scottish Dance Band, playing Wicked Willie by Andrew Rankin, the traditional Shannon Reel, Mickey Ainsworth by Ronald Cooper, and Jim Johnston's Billy Tom's Reel. The first Strathbay today is our 8x through one, and it is another from the RSCDS third graded book, which we had the Captain's House from last week. Karen Strathbay was devised by Derek Haynes in 1991 for Karen Wilberg of Rechberg, Germany, when she received the Society Scroll of Honour. The dance begins with ones and twos dancing the knot. Ones then set advancing to first corners, turn them with two hands, then these four dancers circle once round to finish with ones on the centre line facing up and down. They then repeat this with second corners to finish on opposite sides, the reels of three and six bars crossing on seven and eight. The recording is by George Meikle and Gordon Simpson, and the first tune is Derek and Maureen Haynes by Pat Clark. Thank you. was a Pacey recording, 7 minutes and 48 seconds, for Karen Strasbay from RSCDS third graded book. Now something slightly different. A dance for 9 dancers. 3 squared is a very convenient dance to do when class numbers are otherwise awkward, or, as the deviser James Williams said, a dance for an odd number of dancers, or is that a number of odd dancers? It is, I suppose, a bit like an extended domino 5. Bars 1 to 8 has a diagonal reel of 3 on the second corner diagonal, while the 3 dancers on the other corners dance right hand across and back with the left. The next 8 bars see the vertical lines changing order, and bars 17 to 24 have a fisherman's reel type progression between the centre person and those in the middle of each side. The last 8 bars are 8 hands round and back, whilst the new centre dancer does something inventive in the middle. The music is 9 by 32 bars and recorded by Marian Anderson and her band for the Sunday Class Dance Book 1. Those were the traditional tunes, Father O'Flynn, Delaney's Drummers, The Flail, Tobin's Favourite, and Crabs in the Skillet, for the nine-person dance, Three Squared. The Black Black Oil, devised by John Drury in 1971, refers, of course, to the huge impact which North Sea Oil had on Aberdeen particularly. The dance was published in the D-Side Book Part 2, with the recommended tune as Fitful Head by Tom Georgeson. The tune is often incorrectly attributed to Tom Anderson. The dance is a reel for five couples, with ones and threes as dancing couples. After the first eight bars to get into position, there are reels of three across, 3-4-3. Then a balance in line formation with first corners, pass and turn with second corners, before turning and casting. The dance can be danced as three or seven couples, always reels of three at both ends and reels of four in the middle. There are four recordings for this dance, from a Lothian band LP, through a cassette from Sound Company, Dancing Fourth CD from Gordon Shand, which is the one I have chosen today, to Beyond the Borders from the Dewhursts. And while we are in Aberdeen, hi to Sheila and Billy. I hope the Cayley with the Ian Thompson band went really well. Gordon Shand and his band played Fitful Head by Tom Georgeson, Miss Suzanne Cooper by Ronnie Cooper, Swarbank's Min by Tom Anderson, Ron Ramsey's Reel by Ian Crichton, and Sky Barbecue by Alistair Fraser. Now for our second Strathspey, and this week I do seem to be picking less well-known dances, but the music makes up for that. Lord Brownlow's Strathspey is for three couples and devised by Tom Arrell in 2010. It was great to see Tom and Betty at the Wing Day School at the beginning of September, where we had a thoroughly good day and danced to the Musicians' Workshop Band led by Ian Robertson. This dance was published in the Burke Hampstead Diamond Collection, and the connection with Lord Brownlow is that he owned the Ashridge Estate, not far from Burke Hampstead, and had a waiting room at Burke Hampstead Railway Station. It was in this room which the Burke Hampstead Club used to meet in the 1950s, before they moved to Potten End Village Hall. The dance begins with ones and twos set and rotate, and then ones and threes dance the Burrell. Then follows the eight bars from Yule and Willie, getting everyone back to original places. The last eight bars, one set, cross right hand, cast two, and cross left hand. The name tune is by John Renton. Partons in His Creel is by Ali Windwick, and John Renton also devised Heather Dewar's Strass Bay. Sandy Nixon and his band recorded the CD. Hope you enjoy it. Sandy Nixon from the Burke Hampstead Diamond Collection, which also includes the medley Silver Roses, devised for Jane and Brian Rose's silver wedding anniversary. Now a dance which needs no introduction, and another one for Grace from Marian Anderson. Make up square sets for the Elephant Stampede. Thank you. I will also dedicate that to Helen, now McGinley, who told me that it was written for her by her friends Lorna MacDonald and Gillian McIntosh and danced at her wedding to Stephen Beeney in 1995. Another John Drury dance now, The Real Lothian Lads. The dance was inscribed for Mary Prentice of Stirling and first performed in Palma Nova, Mallorca, on the 9th of February 1979. The named tune was composed by George Meikle, who with the Lothian Band have made the only recording. From the LP In Strict Tempo, we will have the nippy dance Lothian Lads. Thank you. another named tune, we heard East Dean and Ian Stevenson's Reel, or by George Meikle, and then Miss Ina Wilson by Callum Wilson. Now a five-couple Strass Bay from another prolific deviser, Roy Goldring, who specialised in five-couple symmetric dances. The dance was devised and presented to the Hamilton, Ontario, RSCDS branch to commemorate Roy and Doreen's visit in 1999 to teach the Hamilton weekend. This dance is not symmetrical over the 32 bars, but still has a repeating feel to it. Ones, threes and fives dance mirror reels of three on the sides around the standing twos and fours, each couple crossing down from the top, then repeat in bars 8 to 16. Ones and twos right hand across, ones cross right hand and cast two. Ones and fours left hand across, ones cross left hand and cast two. Colin Dewar and his band recorded it on Special Request 5. So, a quandary for Annie Smith in Shetland, do you listen to your pupil or nip out while he plays a dreaded Strass Bay?
Thank you.
That was Colin Dewar playing for Roy Goldring's dance Hamilton Welcome. And maybe I should have played the other recording by Alistair Hunter as he devised the recommended tune Roy's 3 Score and 10. But my MP3 version of the CD is not very good quality, and Colin always plays well for class use. Our last dance today is another with lovely music. The Meeting of the Waters is an 8x48 bar reel and was devised by Ian Boyd in New Zealand to commemorate the 1964-65 summer school in Whanganui, the River City, and published in the Strathtay album. The tune was composed by Pipe Major Donald MacLeod. We are going to hear Sandy Leggett and the Carslock Cayley Band play the lead tune, followed by the Rose of Allendale, Musselburgh Common Riding, Melrose, Old Selkirk, Peebles, Hoik, Queen of All the Border, and Jethart's Here. Quite a few Borders references there. Meeting of the Waters, played by Sandy Leggett and the Carslock Band, finishes our dance this week. So time to call down to a Killarney waltz played by Nicol McLaren and the Glencraig Band, who I had the great pleasure to dance to last night in Leicester. Thanks as ever to Derek and Ewan, and I look forward to joining you all again next week. Bye!